Track 12. Henry is away this month. Not, I assure you, on holiday with the equally absent resident poet. So instead of hearing Henry grumble, I have written the piece myself. This edition of Just Talk is being recorded on the 11th of September. This is not a date that automatically resonates to someone in the UK, but in America they always put the month first. A 9/11 means only one thing: the attack on the New York Twin Towers and the Washington Pentagon on 9/11/2001. 22 years ago today, I was working on a computer in my office in Washington, D.C., about 1 minute's walk from the White House, two blocks away in American parlance. Suddenly, a colleague rushed in and said, "Turn on CNN." I did so at once, and we saw pictures of smoke billowing from the upper floors of one of the iconic Twin Towers. CNN were playing recorded images of a plane flying direct into the building. And then we watched aghast live as a second passenger aircraft appeared in the clear blue sky and flew straight into the second tower. Within half an hour, the drama moved much closer to ourselves. A third aircraft flew into the Pentagon, the US military headquarters just across the Potomac River from the White House. We could see the smoke rising from our offices, and the news suggested that at least one more aircraft was on a suicide mission and was suspected to be aiming to hit the Capitol building or the White House. Everybody in central Washington was told to leave immediately. I happened to be the designated safety officer for our 11-story building, so I was responsible for ensuring that everyone evacuated at once and for answering the avalanche of questions. "Can't I just finish writing this piece?" "No, go home now." "Can I take the metro, the Underground Railway, home?" "No, the system is shut down." "Why can't I get through to my family to tell them what I'm doing?" "The mobile phone networks have collapsed temporarily because they were swamped with traffic. No one can make phone calls." "There are no buses or taxis. How do I get home?" "I'm sorry, but we all have to walk somewhere, perhaps to a hotel outside the centre of the city." "I assume I can take my car out of the underground garage." "No, you'll have to leave your car there for the time being." "I live south of the Potomac River, and I've heard that all the bridges have been closed." "I'm afraid that is correct. You'll have to find a friend or somewhere to stay north of the river until they reopen the bridges." For a few hours, it was just chaos. Fortunately, the brave passengers on the fourth passenger jet ensured that the hijackers were unable to fly it into the Capitol building or the White House. It crashed in a field in Pennsylvania. I was working at the time for the World Bank, and they had backup systems set up for emergencies. These went into gear smoothly, and within hours we were making sure everyone was safe and accounted for, and systems were activated to allow us to continue to operate a skeleton service until we could return to the offices. Meanwhile, we were all absorbing the scale of the disaster. Almost 3,000 people were killed. Most of them were in the Twin Towers, but there were also the passengers and crew on the four planes, and 125 people killed at the Pentagon. It's not surprising that for many people, 9/11 is a date that we cannot forget.